In the northeastern part of South Korea, there's a county named Pyeongchang. You might remember hearing about it from the 2018 Winter Olympics there. It was one of the coldest Olympics on record, and Pyeongchang is famous for another reason that isn't an Olympic sport, but still attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors. It typically starts in late December and runs through January, and it's the next stop in our series of virtual vacations.
Pyeongchang in the winter is a place of snowy reverie and frigid landscapes. At an average elevation of 750 meters and temperatures dropping as low as negative 10 degrees, this is one of the coldest regions in all of South Korea. But that doesn't stop people from flocking to the frozen Udaechon stream and enjoying one of the country's most beloved wintertime activities, ice fishing. In preparation for the fishing bonanza, some 3,800 holes are drilled into an 80-acre stretch of the frozen river. Throughout the year, the cold and clear waters of Pyeongchang provide the ideal conditions for raising trout. Between December and February, those farm-raised trout are released through the holes drilled into the frozen river. This year, more than 40 centimeters thick. Then, anglers of all ages drop their colorful lures into the same holes and wait. ...36-year-old Im Jong-suk has been going to the trout festival for just 2 years, but he's developed a knack for luring his speckled prey. Less than a minute after casting his bait, Im feels a telltale tug on his rod. Seems he's caught a beauty. A flurry of activity in an otherwise quiet part of South Korea. Young and old, bundled up and in pursuit of some winter fun. And perhaps some lunch too. Isa Suarez, CNN.